With your latest news, I'm Carson Lee Fuller. Road safety has been a major focus as police grapple with dangerous driving and an influx of cars on local roads, and now government is looking for outside help to design a new integrated traffic management and enforcement system for the Cayman Islands. Radio Cayman's Jebby Ebanks brings us this report.
The request for proposal is part of the National Road Safety Strategy and aims to support long-term efforts to reduce serious road injuries and fatalities. The consultancy team will help develop the technical, legal, and operational framework for a modern, technologically enabled system, including phased automated enforcement for speeding and other violations. Chief Officer Eric Bush says the request for proposal is an important step in modernizing Cayman's approach to road safety. He said the goal is to create a safer and more accountable road network, supported by strong governance and clear legal structures. The team will work with agencies including the NRA, the RCIPS, DVDL, the courts, and the National CCTV Program. Full details are available on the government's Bonfire Procurement Portal. Jevy Ebanks, Radio Cayman News.
A nurse at the Health Services Authority picks up the 2025 Ruth E. McLaughlin Alumni Excellence Award. As Radio Cayman's April Cummings reports, this year's honoree is Christina Blair.
This is the third consecutive year that an HSA nurse has received the title. The award celebrates graduates from the University College of the Cayman Islands School of Nursing who demonstrate excellence in patient care and embody the six C's of nursing: care, compassion, courage, communication, commitment, and competence. Christina joined the HSA through its Transition to Practice program in 2019.
HSA has played an instrumental role in my development, providing exceptional mentorship, guidance, and opportunities that shaped me from a new graduate into a confident and capable nurse.
Previous awardees include HSA nurses Martika Williams in 2024 and Gracian Beale in 2023. Officials say the three-year streak highlights the authority's strong culture of excellence and investment in local nursing talent. April Cummings, Radio Cayman News.
Cayman marked World Wetlands Day on Monday by stressing the important role they play to the country's safety and identity. The central mangrove wetlands absorb floodwaters, filter pollution, store carbon, and support wildlife, but remain under pressure from development. While protected areas such as Barker's Peninsula and Collier's Wetlands show the benefits of conservation for tourism, biodiversity, and coastal protection. Speaking of conservation,
I'm going to show them what it looks like on Bloody Bay Wall. So those waves there, they are 6 to 8 foot waves, which in the 15 years that I've been coming to this project are definitely the biggest waves that I've seen out.
Rough weather in Little Cayman beached scientists with the Grouper Moon Project on Monday. That didn't stifle the mood, though, at the first of three live streams this week planned for local students, giving them an opportunity to learn all about the Nassau Grouper spawning aggregation in Little Cayman. Wave Moretto, an intern from Oregon State University.
It's a little rough for us to take a dive boat up.
So literally no dives are happening
dives,
right now.
Yeah, right now. Otherwise, we typically go out three times a day, morning, afternoon, and evening. And so usually we're pretty busy diving off at the aggregation site, but today we're not doing any dives. But we are doing some work behind the scenes to all the different cameras that we use. We're calibrating those and testing them so that we can make sure that we're kind of comparing the measurements that we get.
About eight classes videoed in with dozens of students from schools like Sir John A. Cumber, Cayman Prep, Joanna Clark, and Creek and Spot Bay. And if you missed Monday's live stream, no worries. Reef educator on the Grouper Moon Project, Todd Monahan.
Remember to join us on Wednesday. We're going to take you underwater and you're going to get to meet some other scientists and you're going to see the reef and you're going to see all the fish. It's going to be incredible.
That's today at 10:30 a.m. You can catch it by heading to youtube.com/WeSpeakFish or by heading to any of the Department of Environment's socials. Now with a check of international news, here's the BBC, which takes us out of the newscast. I'm Carson Lee Fuller.
BBC News with Vigialis. Russia has targeted Ukrainian energy infrastructure in another night of heavy bombardment in Kyiv and other regions, including Kharkiv and Odessa. President Zelensky accused Moscow of using the coldest days of winter to terrorize people. Iran's President Masoud Pezeshkian says he's instructed his foreign minister to prepare for equitable and fair negotiations with the United States. He said there could be no threats and unreasonable expectations. French prosecutors are searching the Paris offices of the social media platform X over allegations that its algorithm was manipulated to allow foreign political interference. The operation is being carried out in conjunction with Europol. BBC News.